What's the hardest thing about writing? Well, it's getting started. Maybe you're having a hard time coming up with a story idea, or you're stuck on where to take your story next. If you want a way into a story or a way through, I have 9 story starters to help you. This free PDF is full of story seeds and prompts to get you going. To download your 9 story starters, go to nancypanuccio.com/start. That's Nancy with an I, Panuccio with 2 C's, nancypanuccio.com/start. At some point, you do need structure. Even if you're a pantser, even if you have a wandering, exploratory impulse, that doesn't mean you can't be intentional within that exploratory approach. Writer Unleashed is for you, a writer who has a story you want to bring onto the page and into the hearts and minds of readers. I'm Nancy Panuccio, writer, editor, and writing coach. And each week, we'll explore techniques, mindsets, and inspiration for writing stories readers can't put down. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. Some writers like the excitement of writing the idea for the first time, and when they have that initial spark, they ride the momentum and keep writing and see where the story takes them. So they discover the characters and the story as they go. Other writers are comfortable creating a detailed outline for their story, especially for a novel. New writers in particular find it comforting and helpful to have a roadmap. So we have plotters who plan, who get down the bones of their story first, and then we have pantsers who have a more exploratory discovery approach. And then we have writers who fall somewhere in between. They feel that writing an outline at the outset diminishes the pleasure of discovering the story along the way. So they may have a vague idea of what will happen throughout the story. For example, they may not know the ending and they don't like to know how the story ends until they get there, but they'll fix things as they write and revise to make everything tie together. They know their protagonist goals, they know the world of the story, they know their main characters. So they have a solid foundation before they write, but they don't plot out the entire story from beginning to end before they write. They plot as they go. Now, there's not one way to do it. There's not one right way. Some writers swear by outlines. Others feel creatively stripped by outlines. So famous pantsers include Margaret Atwood and Stephen King. Stephen King's method is putting interesting characters in difficult situations and just seeing what unfolds for them. J.K. Rowling outlined the Harry Potter books, but her initial outlines were very rough. They were handwritten in cursive on loose leaf paper, and the paper was divided into 10 columns, and the columns weren't even made with a ruler. Now, many words and paragraphs were scratched out or rewritten. The first 4 columns mapped the chapter's broader details, the title, the plot, etc. Then she used the final 6 columns to keep track of the story's various subplots and characters. Now, some columns had nothing written in them, and others varied from having complex to very simple details. So her initial outlines had very simple details. For example, chapter 13 was called Recruiting. Chapter 14 said first meeting. Chapter 20 just said big meeting, etc. So my point is every writer's method is different. It's unique. And you have to find the one that works for you. So when it comes to outlining, there are some general pros and cons to consider. First, the pros. Well, the obvious is that it helps you see the big picture. It gives you a global view of your story. It can help you keep your story on track. You know, we all go off on tangents as we're writing, and an outline can help rein you back in. It can help you get unstuck when you hit writer's block, which is inevitable, as we know. It can help you avoid the murky middle. But what about the cons? An outline can create a stiff, off-the-shelf, paint-by-numbers story. If you follow it too meticulously, the story can feel formulaic. Characters can feel like they're making inauthentic choices, so they don't feel believable. They feel like they're making choices solely based on the plot points you've laid out for them, instead of as a result of natural outcomes from the action. But there's no correct way when it comes to writing your story. It simply depends on what kind of writer you are and what your impulses are and what works for you. So you really have to trust your own instincts. But at some point, you do need structure. Even if you're a pantser, even if you have a wandering, exploratory impulse, that doesn't mean you can't be intentional within that exploratory approach. So in this episode, we're going to create the foundation for your outline. And then in next week's episode, we're going to create a working outline. So think of this as your pre-outline. Before you outline, it helps to get clear on a few essential things. You want to set some foundations. First, you want to have an idea that can carry a story from beginning to end. So foundational element number one, your idea. This is the underlying idea for your story. Now, a good way to find your way in to start expanding on your idea is to start with a what if question. Ask yourself, what would happen if? For example, from Harry Potter, what would happen if a teen found out that he had magical powers and went away to a boarding school for wizards? Here's a what if from Crime and Punishment. What if a poverty-stricken law school dropout convinced himself it was ethical to murder a stingy pawnbroker and carried out the deed? Now, we could follow this up with more questions. Questions beget questions. Why does he drop out of law school? Why does he believe he's justified in murdering the pawnbroker? What if someone else, unbeknownst to him at first, witnessed the murder? What if his conscience troubled him so much that he put himself at risk of being caught? Okay, once you've explored your idea with what if questions, next it might help to try and answer a few key questions to help expand on your idea and even generate new ideas. So you can explore things like, who's your main protagonist? What's the situation? What does he or she want? What desire is fueling his or her actions? What's interfering with him getting what he wants? Is it a person, a thing, a place, a system? Is it all of those things? What is the central conflict? What will happen if this person doesn't get what he or she wants? How will your protagonist change from the beginning to the end? What about the central theme? What are you trying to say? What's the takeaway This is your rock bottom belief about how the world operates. For example, love conquers all, or marriage is hard, or relationships are complicated, and sometimes it takes more than love. Okay, once you've worked out the answers to these questions, write a one paragraph summary of your story. Now, for more on this, listen to episode 99, How to Nail Down Your Story in 3 Simple Sentences. Episode 99, How to Nail Down Your Story in 3 Simple Sentences. I'll link in the show notes. Okay, on to foundational element number 2, setting. Your story's setting, meaning time and place, can be just as important as your characters. Readers need to feel a sense of where things are happening just as much as they want to know why they're happening. So they need to feel grounded. Get to know your setting intimately. Do as much research as you need to. Even if it's a real place you've lived or visited, you still need to do some research for essential details. You want your setting to be vivid in your mind. If your story is set in the real world, find photos, YouTube videos, descriptions, any materials you can gather to add texture to your setting. For example, if your novel is set at a prep school during a particular time period, find as much information, both written and visual, about prep schools during that time. What kind of uniforms did students wear? What rules were set in place? How strict was it? What kind of fraternity or sorority groups were there? You want to picture your setting in your mind and write down as much detail as you can. Go for sensory details, everything from how the place looks and sounds to how it might smell, taste, or feel. Okay, on to foundational element number 3, your main characters. John Irving of The World According to Garp fame completes detailed character bios before he starts a novel. That's basically his outline, according to him. So he does this for the 3 to 5 major characters, and he writes one long paragraph for each character where he describes their physical traits, their motivations, personalities, and where they begin in the novel and where they end up. Now, he says that sometimes where they end up changes by the time he reaches the end, but it's a good idea to at least have an idea where each character is going. You can write character profiles, visualize them. Let's say you were telling your friends about these people. What would you say about them? Probably not everything. What details would you include? And what details would you leave out? And why? What kind of journey will each character undertake in your story? Where will they start? And where will they end up? Who will be central to the novel's plot? Who will impact the trajectory of what happens? Now, I find it helps to develop character backstories. This is for your insight. It doesn't necessarily all need to be on the page. You want to think of significant moments in each character's life that have led them to the point where they're introduced in the story. So, major events that happened before page 1. Every character has a goal, a misbelief, and a fear. And one method to know more about your most important characters is to do a Q&A. So you can ask your characters a series of questions, and you can get as personal as you want and have him or her answer in his or her own words. You can do this at any stage. You can do this before you write. You can do it while you write. You can do it during revisions. There's usually at least one character that we haven't nailed yet. Now, to help you with this process, I have a free character questionnaire. You can download it at nancypanuccio.com/character. nancypanuccio.com/character. You'll get 13 questions like, what are you most afraid of? What's the worst thing that could happen to you? What are you most afraid of losing? Now, you can use these questions on all of your main characters, nancypanuccio.com/character. I'll link you up in the show notes. Now, you do not have to know everything about your characters before you outline or before you write. You're going to learn most about your characters during the writing itself and throughout revision, so allow things to deepen and shift. You just need a basic grasp of your main characters and their world when you start writing. It's not essential to know everything up front. In fact, even with the most detailed outlines, you may still find that your characters do things to overthrow your plans. And when this happens, just follow your instincts. Don't be afraid to start your outline over or significantly revise it midway through your novel. The thing with outlines is that they involve planning what will happen to your characters, your plot, but ultimately, your characters should determine your plot. They should run the show. But whether you're a plotter or pantser, planners and pantsers alike should understand their protagonist better than anything else in the story. Yes, even more than the plot. Okay, in next week's episode, we're going to create a working outline. This is something I learned from Philip Gerard. This is an outline that works at any stage of the drafting process, whether you're a pantser or plotter or somewhere in between, whether you have a work in progress, a finished draft, or you're deep in revisions. So that's for next week. Okay, let's recap. Before you outline, it helps to get some foundational elements in place. Number one, your idea. This is the underlying idea for your story. A good way to find your way in is to start with a what-if question. Questions can lead to more questions, so go where those questions lead. Some things to explore are who your protagonist is, what he or she wants, and what is standing in his or her way. Number two, your setting, time and place. Do all the research you need. And number three, your main characters. Get intimate here. Write backstories for each of them. Get to know their deepest desires, faulty beliefs, and fears. Try asking your characters questions and having them answer in their own words. To help you with this, download your free character questionnaire at nancypanuccio.com/character. You'll find a link to that in the show notes. Okay, that's all for now. So work on these three foundational exercises. Think of it as a free write. Don't overthink it. And I'll see you next week, same time, same place, and we'll work on that outline. Till then, keep writing, and I'll talk to you soon.